The big news today is the change of leadership, or the big political story, Pākehā political story, is the change of leadership for National, but it does have huge reverberations through Te Ao Māori. It is necessary for, regardless of which party is in Parliament, to have a positive and an appropriate engagement with Te Ao Māori. It would be really great to see Dr. Shane Getty from Ngāti White, Ngāti Hine as the leader of the National Party, but he looks as though he's not going to throw his name into the hat, here to speak to us about how important it is that the National Party chooses somebody that we like. Peter Tipene joins us now. Me tuku mihi kia koe, te rangatira. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Wāte. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Claudette.
It is important, isn't it, that National Party chooses somebody that we like and trust. It could have been Dr. Shane Getty. He doesn't look as though he really wants the leadership role. He was okay. He said he was okay as being the deputy, but didn't really want to be the leader. That's a pity for us, isn't it?
Oh, look, Shane Getty certainly has the capability to be a fantastic leader for the National Party, for the opposition. And ultimately, should it ever come to pass, to be the Prime Minister of this country. So I have complete faith and confidence in Shane Getty, not only because he is a whanaunga and he is of the same blood from here in Ngāti Hine, Te Kapotau, Ngāti Wai. He is a very accomplished operator.
Because we know him very well on a number of levels, but in the last couple of years, particularly working tirelessly amongst the community, testing and vaccinating, but doing it under the radar as well too. So there doesn't seem to, although we had, you know, celebrated his achievements in Māori media, Pākehā media ignored the fact that the deputy leader of the National Party was out and about mixing it up with the community, trying to keep them safe with vaccinations and with testing, working alongside our Māori, Hauora Māori. Nothing was said about that.
Well, Shane Getty is that type of a person. He has humility, he has dignity, and he has integrity. And the local people know that. He's not one to jump into the limelight just to be seen, although being the deputy leader brings with it those responsibilities and being seen to be fully behind the leader. So, look, Judith Collins has obviously had her problems, as have previous National Party leaders over the last couple of years, but Shane Getty has always been a steady figure in the background, and that's what he will always bring to this country, not to mention his other consummate skills of communication, being diligent in his work and being industrious. He's a very hard worker. And as you say, he works quietly behind the scenes, but we know these things because he has, prior to being a politician, has been a medical practitioner in the communities across all of this whenua, all of this rohe.
He's Māori. He works hard. He works in the community. He's from Te Tai Tokoro. He's from Ngāti White, Ngāti Hine. He's a great people person, fantastic people people person. That's what makes him so unattractive as a National Party leader.
Yeah, well, look, I've got to know Shane Getty as fellow trustees on the Waitangi National Trust over a few years now. So I know the integrity and the hard work that he brings to bear in those kinds of roles, knowing full well that he is full on as a politician. Well, look, in the end, he is a Māori. What we know is that the National Party has been reviewing its image and brand over the last 18 months at least, and is starting to take on aspects of this nation that belong with the tangata whenua. And if the National Party wants to continue to be a particular brand that excludes Māori, it will never be a popular party of this country. and by having Shenreti as a new way of thinking, amongst others in the National Party, by the way, I think the National Party is on the right track. Remembering, Claudette, that every Ngāti Hine about 50 years ago all voted National. We all wore blue. And that was because Tauhinere of the 1914 to 1938, 24 years of Parliament Tauhinere, the Ngāti Hine was staunchly behind the National Party. I know, because my parents spoke about it all the time. Fast forward to the last 20 years, the votes have shifted to various parties as the people, much more discerning about who can represent their needs. And the National Party have just faded away because they're not seen as representing Māori views. But I guess that's how the National Party has been garnering middle New Zealand views, because there is an anti-racist feeling out there in our society, and any party that is not embracing kaupapa Māori will garner a lot of votes on that basis. And Don Brash was one who, you know, went to great lengths to try and define that. So coming back to Shenreti, I think we're always going to be in good hands no matter what position he goes for. And it's great that he's at least the interim leader.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon, Peter, to kōrero about our whanaunga, Dr. Shenreti. Do you think that, you know, every time we talk about a Māori Prime Minister, it doesn't bode very well for our potential Māori Prime Ministers when we talk about Māori becoming Prime Ministers? You know, it doesn't bode well for them.
Why do you
I don't
say
know
that?
Why. I don't. Well, they never make it to the end. We say, "Oh, then he's going to be the first Māori Prime Minister." Then you know he gets kneecapped, and then the next one pops up and says, "Oh, make a great Māori first Māori Prime Minister gets the kneecap." You know, well, maybe we should stop talking about the first Māori Prime Minister and just let them get on with the job.
Yeah, there's that aspect. People certainly welcomed Obama as the first black president. So, yeah. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen sooner or later.
But I take your point.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. Always wonderful to kōrero. Me tuku mihi kia koe. Kia ora.
Kia ora kōrero.
That is our rangatira from Ngāti Hine, Peter Tipene.